Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The city of Buffalo will likely pay nearly $10 million to settle an array of lawsuits, including to two men who were imprisoned on a murder conviction that was eventually overturned. The Buffalo News reports the Common Council's Committee on Claims gave its approval Wednesday to settle the lawsuits, including the case involving Daryl Boyd and John Walker. The men, who spent nearly 30 years in prison, are seeking over $4 million in damages after a judge overturned their convictions in a 1977 murder case. The suit accused police detectives of withholding evidence in the case. The payments need final approval from the full Common Council. A Cheektowaga man could spend the rest of his life in prison after he is found guilty of killing his estranged wife in 2022. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, a jury found 47-year-old Adam Benefield guilty on one count of murder in the second degree, one count of aggravated criminal contempt. Authorities say Benefield intentionally crashed his vehicle into the vehicle driven by 30-year-old Kiara Benefield before shooting her with a shotgun. The victim's three children were in the vehicle and witnessed the crime. An order of protection had been issued prohibiting Benefield from having contact with his estranged wife. Sentencing is scheduled for December 20th. And the Department of Motor Vehicles is reminding snowmobile owners to register their vehicles prior to the approaching winter season. The process can be completed by mail at a DMV office or at the DMV website, which will issue a temporary certificate. The head of the Buffalo Sewer Authority is departing from his position to work for the city of Houston. O.J. McFoy held several positions with the Sewer Authority before he was appointed general manager in 2015. Acting mayor of Buffalo Chris Scanlon released a statement thanking McFoy for his service, though his tenure was not without controversy. WGRZ reported McFoy took 55 work-related trips at an estimated cost to taxpayers of $161,000. In his statement, Scanlon said he was committed to finding candidates to replace McFoy who demonstrate, quote, open, honest, and transparent leadership. McFoy's post as Houston city engineer has an annual salary of $280,000. A Buffalo man faces a harassment charge in connection with a physical altercation with a postal carrier. Police said the incident on Doat Street began as a verbal altercation before 37-year-old Kenneth Livingston allegedly shoved and struck the mail carrier. While the assailant fled the scene, witnesses were able to provide a description that allowed police to stop and take Livingston into custody. And a local effort to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes in the city of Buffalo is teaming with other advocacy groups and encouraging residents to participate in today's Great American Smokeout. No Menthol Buffalo, the Buffalo Center for Health Equity, and the African American Tobacco Control Leadership Council are among the groups scheduled to appear at a morning event at the Roswell Park Community Outreach and Engagement Center on Michigan Avenue.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.